A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 21 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Acts 19, verses 11 to 20. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, "In the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know and Paul I know about, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burnt them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. Jesus I know and Paul I know about, but who are you? God did extraordinary miracles through Paul so that even demons could recognize him. These were extraordinary miracles because they were uncommon demonstrations of God's power. Paul did not need to be there for them to take place. Handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched Paul were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. The extraordinariness of Paul's miraculous power was more so because Jesus or an apostle or prophet would be present when most miracles took place in the first century. Elsewhere, for example, in the case of Peter in Acts 5, the people were pleased so that his shadow fell across the sick and made them well. In our text, we find objects such as handkerchiefs and aprons carried from Paul to the sick person to bring about healing or the casting out of demons. Now, while people were being healed because of this extraordinary power of God through Paul as a vessel, some Jews were using Paul's name to make themselves popular. These were the seven sons of a Jewish chief priest. They went around driving out evil spirits and trying to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, "In the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." You see, friends, these people knew that there is power, or that there was power, in the name of Jesus. And instead of confessing him as their Lord, they preferred to use a shortcut and use his name only for their selfish gains. In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. But they got their reward one day when the evil spirit answered them. Then we are told the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Jesus I know and Paul I know about, but who are you? How I wish we could hear of more beatings today inflicted on the many, many charlatans who are going about deceiving people in parts of the world, using the name of Jesus to fake miracles and reap people of their fortunes. What we find in this text is a great contrast between the power of God working through Paul and the failure of those who perform religious rituals, as was done by the Jewish exorcists. They even attempt to cast out demons by using Jesus' name as an incantation, that is, using words as if they have magical powers in themselves. You know, friends, as I don't need to remind you, that this is a common practice of not only the occult and cults, but also misguided and ignorant Christians who practice magic in some churches in their desperate attempt to solve human problems. I venture to say that God still uses the services of men and women to heal people today. Yes, He does. He extends His mercy and grace with His hand of direct intervention into the lives of people, but He is not working in the same way now as He was during the first century. The reason is because there are no apostles in our age. In the book of Acts, such miracles are specifically attributed to the apostles. Paul specifically states in 2 Corinthians 12:12 that the signs, wonders, and miracles performed through him were the signs of a true apostle. You ask me, why do we not have apostles in this age? My answer is because an apostle is someone sent with authority, and an apostle of Jesus had to be an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. That restricted the pool of those who could have been apostles to a very small number of men, all of whom died by the end of the first century. Paul was included as an apostle because of his personal encounter with the resurrected Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he was directly commissioned by Jesus for the ministries that he performed. It was apostolic authority which was authenticated by the miracles God did through them that enabled them to establish the church and write the scriptures. Dear friends, God can use any of us to do extraordinary things, but let us not fake it. And let us watch out against those who combine the name of Jesus with magic to make themselves popular and to make money. They may not necessarily be beaten up by demons as the magicians in Paul's day, but I pray that God would expose the false prophets of our time and glorify His name and grow His church genuinely through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that deception will have no influence in your church. We ask that deceivers will be muted and muzzled, and that they will be set free from the spirits that would use and manipulate them. May they understand that all truth is centered in the person of Jesus Christ. So we pray that Jesus will remain the focal point of the church and the foundation of all our teaching. Father, may we nor any of our Christian brothers or sisters be sidetracked by false doctrine that would prevent us from living a fruitful and effective Christian life. We want our full reward when we get to heaven. We want to rule and reign with Jesus in high authority, not just barely be saved through the fires of hell. May we never partner with false teachers and deceivers. Expel the spirit of Antichrist from our churches and homes. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of the church, we pray. Amen.